The 17th century philosopher Descartes once wrote, "I think, therefore I am." In other words, the fact of my thoughts prove my existence, even my doubts. But the Bible says that God designed us for more than simple existence, and our thoughts need to do more than support the fact of our living. They need to motivate our actions and drive us to obedience. After all, John chapter 8, verse 31 and following says, Jesus was saying, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." The image of Winnie the Pooh sitting alone, tapping his hand to his head and telling himself, "Think, think, think," may be a cute image. And the sight of the new Marine recruit, Gomer Pyle, sitting on his cot with a bucket on his head, thinking under thar, might be good for a few laughs in the old Andy Griffith show. But God wants you to be more than a mind. He wants you to be his creation, entirely acting on what you think and believe. He wants you to be conformed to his image in what you think and do. After all, Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Why? So that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. So don't just think good and godly thoughts, do them. You are more than just your thoughts or doubts. You are a child of God, created in him for good works, as we see in Philippians chapter 4. "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. And the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you."